Hello, welcome back, boys, for another fantastic podcast adventure from your boy, Crazy Christopher Weevil Gonzalez. I have two very, very special guests. On our last show, we had Priscilliano Gonzalez. He is back here again. Want to say hello?
Hello.
That's all press. And we also have his brother, the monster himself. Alejandro
Ultimate fucking
Gonzalez.
scumbag.
Very, very
Fucking piece of shit. Rapes pregnant women, punches babies, fucking chokes the babies to death when they're in the womb.
I dead ass saw this guy drink, eating a surf, slipping a milkshake with the umbilical cord.
I watched this man choke out a puppy and then eat him for dinner, I swear
Oh, God. He
to
pulled the skin
God.
off of it right off one swing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'd never eat a dog. I'd choke it just to see it pass out for a little bit and then wake up, not know where it's No,
at, get a good laugh.
I watched you kebab him
But
and slurp him up
I'd never
in
eat
the
a
single
dog.
slurp. You're a monster, Alonzo. You're a monster.
He used to work at a daycare, and you'd choke a kid out in one room, then put it in the other room. Wake it up, say what, and then run in there and say what happened. Crazy. He's crazy. He should be Crazy Chris. It'd be Angry Alejandro.
I think they pretty much covered it. It's me, Alejandro Gonzalez. Gonzalez. That's right. I have two last names, and they both happen to be Gonzalez because I'm better than everybody.
It's all about Alejandro here.
You know what they say, at least inside of our friend group, they say that if anybody's the leader, it's probably me.
Oh, yeah,
Angry Alejandro, they say, is our leader. We looked up to him. We call him our dictator, someone could say, but a kind dictator, loving dictator, cares about his people.
very loving dictator because he's not a leader. He's not anything. I haven't seen
Except
this
for a
guy.
fucking scumbag piece of shit.
I haven't seen this guy since 7th grade.
Dead ass. 7th grade, dude. It was not 7th grade. I don't know why you keep on saying that.
23 now. Wait a
Wait
minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
a minute. How old were you inside 7th grade, Levi? Shit.
18. Oh, yeah, that's a little inside about me. I wasn't smart in school. School's for posers.
Schools for fucking losers.
So let's get a little introduction music, shall we? Ha ha. I'm Chris and I'm Levi. Welcome to my multiple personality podcast project. Hope y'all enjoy the show. Welcome back after that
Oof.
fantastic introduction, but I don't know
This
who
is
makes
this is 12 hours later now
this
from
been
when we were very first started recording.
I'm actually in the same room as Alejandro and Priscilliano right now. I was in Washington, now I'm in Coeur d'Alene.
Huh? It's crazy.
Ready for this fantastic podcast. What's the topic of today? Is it just going to be kind of short stories or a friendship?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, it's just our friendship in total, I guess.
But I mean, it
Our
all leads
crazy
back
adventures.
to weed.
I don't know. It leads into other stories, though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a lot of other
It's
stories.
just crazy kids having adventures, huh?
Yeah, crazy kids having adventures. We'll be talking about how we first met, first time we smoked weed, and
Last. Oh, wait, let's make it a little interesting. The last time we smoked weed, too.
first and last time we smoked weed, and just whatever comes to mind, just whatever just pops off our little noggins. We'll hop right into it on where Alejandro and Priscilliano came from, if you guys want to start it off. All
Am I
right.
taking this one again, or you want it?
You're the elder, Alejandro. Come on.
Okay,
What
I don't care.
do you mean again? Gulp. This is the first time we recorded this.
Gulp.
Excuse me. The first time, excuse me.
Your throat.
I wasn't good at school. I don't know how these things work. Oh my god. Okay, but yeah, no, so me and Prislano.
Prislano and I.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking retard.
What are you, Prislano? Fucking teacher? School's for dummies. Everybody knows that.
But Prislano was scared he wasn't gonna pass.
Continue, peasant.
He got kicked out of school.
Damn straight, he did, piece of shit.
No, he got kicked out of his house, actually. That's how scum Prisciliano is.
Yeah, call me a scumbag. That guy got kicked out.
That's a different story for a different time. Come on, boys.
Actually, he got kicked out of two homes. That's one more home than Alejandro.
But, Prisciliano and I have a mother, right? And she got remarried.
Promise you. Wait.
And what?
Where the hell? What the hell are you doing?
I'm starting off from the beginning, dude. Why we moved out?
Talking
there?
About where are you talking at, huh?
What?
How are you talking? Just talking normal? Is your mic normal?
Is it not?
It sounds like you're moving.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
But so our mom, she got remarried. And so we moved to Jerome. And I don't even remember now. Yeah, so
don't worry, I'll tell the story for you.
Yeah, right? you can take it. No, yeah, that's pretty much
it. I'll just tell it. I mean, I guess it's. I don't know. I guess Alejandro sort of covered it.
But yeah, so. Alejandro's mom and Prisciliano's mom, which is also the same mother because they're brothers, got remarried and moved to Jerome, Idaho, which is 9 hours away from Coeur d'Alene. So they moved into, I wouldn't say completely different part, but it's very different from where they were at originally. But yeah, so they moved to Jerome, Idaho, and I knew about Alejandro a bit because I saw him around class, but I never really talked to him probably for a year. And then at the same time that they were moving, my mom had recently got a knee transplant, a whole new knee transplant. And she was attending therapy up in Twin Falls, which is about 15, 20 minutes from Wendell, which is where I live, but about 10 minutes away from Jerome, which is where we went to school. And that's where Alejandro's mom was actually working at. So,
just Alejandro's mom?
Yeah, because yeah, fucking Alejandro and Prisciliano's mom because they're brothers. Like I mentioned before, just seeing if you catch on, man. Oh yeah, baby.
We're gotta keep you quick on your toes.
You gotta keep you on your feet.
This isn't just a podcast. This is a lesson for life.
This is a brain exercise.
This is a brain exercise. You're learning something from this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So, Prisciliano's mom worked at the therapy.
Yeah, my mom. Uh huh.
Worked at the therapy clinic, and my mom also went to therapy there. So they started becoming friends because she worked with my mom, and I didn't really ask that much how the conversation came up, but they came up that Alejandro had Andrea, which is Alejandro and Prisciliano's mother, had two scumbag children that went to Jerome, Idaho because they're doing bad in school. So they moved here to Jerome to go to attend school. And my mom told that I also was going to Jerome. So they just started talking, and they invited my mom and me to a Halloween party because what does your mom like to do, Alejandro?
That woman, she likes to throw parties. All-nighters, baby. Six to six, coked out bummers.
Yep. Booger sugar, all fucking around.
California cornflakes
cooking, coke crazy. Why do you think they gave me? Why do you think they gave me the name, the CC?
No, it's the triple C, the Coke Crazy Chris.
Coke Crazy Chris. That was after that night, huh?
Yeah, it was after that night.
They used to call me. Actually, until I got here, that's what they called me, Loco Levi. Remember?
Good old loose lips, lobster licking Levi.
That's the one. There's penis pushing, pimple popping press over there.
Good old perk popping press.
Mm-hmm. Then you got angry Alejandro.
You abusive, angry Alejandro.
Good old abusive, abortion, angry Alejandro.
Or abortion abusing, angry Alejandro. That's the one. So we got invited to this Halloween party, and it was in May when we had the Halloween party. So it was pretty crazy.
May was actually October.
They teach it a bit different down there in Overdrome.
Yeah, it was weird. They said the month now minus it by 4, and then add 5, then minus it by 1, and then that'll get you the month you're on. So just do that math, and you'll get to where you're at. So whatever month it is today, subtract 4, add 5, and then subtract another 1, and then you'll get the month. You'll be all right. But,
that's what they teach in the army too.
Mm-hmm. You gotta count with your. You only use 3 fingers on each hand.
You gotta count with your toes.
Mm-hmm. You gotta use 3 fingers only. You can't use your index or your thumb because you gotta keep it in a circle to make that okay. Because everything's okay.
White power, excuse me.
But yeah, so apparently Alejandro was talking with my cousin, and my cousin also has the last name Gonzalez. Like I have the last name Gonzalez, so we got the 4 G's. But soon to be, it's only gonna be.
Well, it's 5 G's. I double up on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was actually.
And nobody fucking cares.
Well, I care. That's what matters.
If you want to know something, my last name actually is Gonzalez. Gonzalez as well. My mom was Gonzalez before they got married, and so was my father.
Yeah, but were you born in Mexico?
Was I born in Mexico? Definitely wasn't.
It doesn't matter.
I got that American paperwork, baby.
I was born in Mexico.
Levi, boy, his dirty immigrant paperwork.
It's like when Alejandro hears his cheese on a burger.
He's like, this is pretty good. He's like, what's all this? He's like, American cheese.
on God, took Alejandro out to eat once. I bought him a cheeseburger, but I didn't tell him there was cheese on it. He ate the whole thing.
I'll tell how I reacted to it after say what you say.
Yeah, so he's like, damn, this is pretty good. What's on it? I'm like, American cheese. You know what he did?
This is what happened. I swear to God, this is what happened. Oh God, what'd you do to me? I feel sick. I fainted right there, and then I woke up in a cold sweat. And burger. Then I ran to the bathroom. I ran. My guts were pouring out.
Burger was 3/4.
What'd you do to me?
Burger was 3/4 the way gone. He already ate 4.
American cheese.
Told there was cheese on it.
Passed out. He made me sick.
So he doesn't like Mexico. Oh, I don't like Mexicans. Guys, I'm a white. Like I said in my other podcast, Tranny Candy, that I'm actually a white Caucasian male. So I do not like Mexicans at all. Sick. But so we were talking, Alejandro was talking with my cousin, and they're actually pretty good friends. So I was like, cool. So that should be pretty fun. But we ended up going to the Halloween party, and he didn't show up, did he? Or did he not?
No. He did go. But I think he left early, probably.
He went to go hang out with Leo.
That's when he was dating Leo. Yeah. So I went to a Halloween party. We had it was pretty fun. We had Coke on the table. We had babies running around. I swear they weren't theirs because I had never seen them again. No,
You
there
know,
are no.
couple, you know, Alejandro.
Couple of kicking puppies just running around for the kicking.
You just pick them up. You wait. You pick them up your hand like, oh, this is good throwing. It's a good weight. That's a good weight. I'm like, what for? He's like, come here. I got
throwing out wild dogs.
He picked one up. He's like, look, we got cats in the back. It scares the cats away. With all these babies. Oh shit! That was horrifying. Yeah, so
they're good tomahawk practice from a distance.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because they got swords and shit. But you know, can't always have blades, so I think baby's the next best thing. But yeah, we had a whole little get together. It was real fun. I enjoyed it. It's the first time I actually hung out with these guys, and it was a start to a beautiful friendship. The same night, I spent the night too, and I put my toe in Alejandro's sleeping mouth.
That was fucking disgusting, dude.
Yeah, I remember. They were,
you
want to not...
talk about a real scumbag?
Me?
No, I'm talking about local Levi, not crazy Chris.
Oh, that scumbag! That disgusting pig. Makes me sick.
Local Levi is a fucking piece of shit.
Local Levi, that's who it is. Locally, low key Levi. But yeah. So that's just how like we actually kicked it off, and then from there on we become good friends, and we're gonna share some of the stories that we have. You guys wanna start it off? One of you two?
Here, let's start backwards this time. Persona, you go first.
Alright, well, so the very first time I ever met Levi was not at that party. Now my mom.
Da, da, da!
Plot twist. Woo! Cliffhanger. All right, somebody else go. No.
Story. Pass the shirt.
So how I met him was one day in math class, I was just, you know, chilling, doing my work. It was like this one math class that was, it was like an upper, it was like a good thing for me, but it was a bad thing for Levi because he was stupid.
I was gifted.
I was a gifted student, unlike Levi.
I had a gambling ring. I had a gambling ring, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And so I was doing something on like the Chromebooks that they had, and Levi told, like, he told the teacher, he's like, "This nigga's watching porn on the Chromebooks. What? He's watching porn." And then, the teacher like looks at me, and I was like, at the time I was like, I had never gotten in trouble in school, and I was like, I wasn't watching porn. I swear, I would never do anything like that. So I was scared to get in trouble.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I had dyslexia. It just comes out sometimes.
Dyslexia. Hi, I'm Bella Thorne, and I have dyslexia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's the very first time I ever met Levi.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't remember that. I kind of do, but not that often. Not that well. But yeah, that's the first time we met each other, and then we actually became pretty good friends.
Well, I remember the very first time we actually like hung out was at your birthday when Hugo couldn't go, so you invited me instead because I was Alejandro's little brother.
I think Hugo did go.
Yeah, we went to Yahoo, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Who was it that couldn't go? It's like Eduardo or some shit like that.
I just think I just wanted you to go. Can it just be that? You weren't a last resort,
no,
huh?
No, I was a last resort. You guys expected one more person, and it was like Corona or somebody like that.
I don't think it was Corona.
I don't know. It was somebody, and then you were like you guys were already expecting another person, so you just invited me. And I also remember one time when we hung out and we smoked chronic behind your like shed that you have like the lawnmower in.
Oh yeah, outside in the back, huh?
Do you remember that you were taking videos of us smoking?
I remember that.
My brain's I don't got a good memory no more.
My brain's all discombobulated.
I got dyslexia. Sorry.
I played football in high school. That's enough said. But so let's tell them how we the first time we smoked. Like let's tell them all the first times we all smoked together, or like our
first time we got high individually.
Yeah, so first time we got high.
Start us off.
Wow, dude. Okay. You know, I'll take you from here, boys. Don't worry. But the first time I actually got high was with three of my other friends.
This kid's popular, Jerome.
Yeah, there's just one kid. He's probably the coolest kid over there.
I'm talking about you.
Me?
Got so many friends.
Oh, me. Dark Lavender?
Dark Lavender? Me?
Me, Black Lavender, if y'all need to know. That was my nickname. Yeah,
That's who we're talking to, boys. Big old Black Lavender.
If you never heard that name besides Jerome, you clearly were living on a rock or dead, because I snapped your neck or something crazy.
Probably were dead.
Throw a dead baby at you.
One of my throwing puppies.
He's got a whole bag full of them. I saw God. He always carried a backpack around if you ever saw him.
He would carry a little baggie of baby's teeth, and he'd smell them every so often.
Carry a porcelain jar full of them in the room.
I got a teacup just made out of them. It gives it extra flavor.
On God, I swear.
But I was with three of my other friends. One of them, we all are friends with him. It's this cool guy named Epic Eric.
Epic Eric, that's it.
And this guy named Giovanni and this other guy named John. And so we smoked a shit ton of weed that night. And Epic Eric couldn't hang. He was actually passed out on the trampoline while me, Giovanni, and John were sitting inside of lawn chairs in like a triangle formation. And we were just passing it back and forth. And the first time I got high, I knew I was high because the Zelda theme song from the video game was just playing through my head over and over again. I just felt like I was in a video game or something.
If you listeners don't know what the Zelda theme song is, this is what it is right here.
Dun.
No, shut the hell up. I was gonna add it. Yeah. All right, yeah. So that's what it sounds like. That's what he was hearing in his head.
I thought you were just improvising yourself.
No. Mm-mm. All right, so after the Zelda theme song.
Then I don't even remember, honestly. After that, that's all I remember about that night.
Yeah, that's what happened. He's pretty high after that.
Well, I remember we raided Eric's cabinets and shit and got a shit ton of food.
I never ate food at Eric's house. I always ate food in my own house. I ate food at your guys' house a lot, though.
But that's because Chetan knows how to cook, huh?
Well, every time I'd go over, I'd hella eat food. I wouldn't even be smoking. I would just go eat. So I'm like, fuck it. I was like, oh. No, I hell eat your enchiladas. I'm like, holy fuck, you're something. But all right, Press. What about your time?
All right. So the first time I ever smoked weed was also with good old Epic Eric.
it's the Eric's one.
Eric's a bad guy, huh?
And this one kid named he's a fucking piece of shit, honestly.
Man.
He sold overpriced weed to Levi.
He sold weed to me and then stole the money and then sold it back to me.
We'll get into that one a little later. But and then so I smoked with him and my other friend, his name's Alejandro Viamez. He's just this kid. And he had the Alejandro kid had weed and like this hookah thing that we were smoking out of. It was like 4 p.m. and we just went into Eric's like backyard, or like it was like the back of his backyard. And it's like this place where all this, area. Yeah, it's like this park area, but it's like all this long grass grows there. And so we were just chilling there and we were smoking. And then it, like, the day goes on, and I'm eating, like, fucking Cheerios out of the box in Eric's house. You know, I was eating baked beans out of the can.
Whole fucking beans.
Cold baked beans out of the bag, out of the can.
Out of the bag? Where are you getting your beans from if you're out of the bag?
Whole baked beans out of the bag, I promise you.
After Eric cooks beans, he puts them in the bag. He puts them in the bag. So that way, you can cut a little hole in the bottom and suck them out. But anyway, and then Alejandro Viomes is dead ass walking around with a jar of peanut butter and he's eating it with his bare hands.
Oh, yuck.
And then yeah, that night I think we played like WWE Raw on his Xbox 360. And that it was a really fun night. Yeah. And all right, Levi, you want to tell your story?
Yeah. So yeah, so that was precious time. Yeah, there you go. Huh, pretty cool story. Pretty nice story. Tell you what, if I was high, I definitely would not have been eating that peanut butter in my hands. If you catch my drift. So the first time that I had gotten high, we were talking about this earlier with me and the boys. I thought it was my eighth grade year, but I guess it wasn't. Apparently it was my seventh grade year when I smoked. But I had bought a 10 sack off this one guy. If anybody who doesn't smoke weed, a 10 sack is a gram and 10 sack is $10. So I had bought a 10 sack from this kid that had gotten held back 3 years. So he was
Ernesto?
No.
Oh.
He definitely shouldn't have been in the school. But he was. But he was pretty cool guy.
Are you talking about Eric held back?
he was a cool guy. I liked him. But yeah, I bought a 10 sack off of him, and it was small as fuck. I don't know what weed was. And this was the first time I had homies that would smoke weed, and they offered me, but I'm like, nah, I'm straight. But yeah, so I had bought weed, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try it just because, like, I'm gonna just try it for the first time. So then we had bought this weed, and it was the weekend. It was on a Friday, so school had just gone out, and we were walking over to go pick it up, and I had picked up the bud. So he gave it to me, and I'm like, "Thank you." He's like, "Yeah, for sure, man." So we walked over to this girl's house, Bianca's house. She used to live in these apartments, and right next to Alejandro's house, actually, probably like a quarter mile walk from
it. It was just like two blocks down, two, three blocks down.
Yeah, like around there, so it wasn't that far. So I would we'd go chill outside like your house area in this little corner part of the apartments. And everybody had brought some bud, so I put my weed inside the bowl, and so the people around there and that I had smoked, and I knew I was feeling something, but like I said earlier, I have ADHD, so it doesn't affect me differently. So I did.
Really, you said earlier you have dyslexia.
Got ADHD and dyslexia. Dyslexia is why I say stuff. I just say it. But ADHD is why I. I just got it. Trust me. But yeah, that's why I had ADHD. So I didn't really feel high, but I was feeling good. And then I think just from that day on, I loved smoking weed and I liked it. So. But now we're going to say the first time all us and the boys had started smoking. And, yeah, so where do you want to start off?
So it was at our house, for sure. And I think we had planned to smoke, like, earlier that day, like we talked about it, that we were gonna smoke weed later at our house.
I didn't know these guys. I just found out this year that these guys had smoked before me, except that the first time we had smoked was I smoked them out, but I guess not. But yeah, so yeah, I found out they smoked, so I'm like, you wanna smoke this weekend? Like, sure. So yeah, we went over to Epic Eric's house.
Cause he at the time was our next door neighbor and he's like our best friend.
Yeah, I didn't like him though, cause he was a bad kid. He was a bad kid in school, real bad. I wasn't that bad. I did dumb stuff, but I wasn't bad. I didn't know what he did.
Eric punched a kid so hard he had a seizure.
Did have a seizure? He did. So they call him. I don't know what they call him. I know he's got tard strength though.
Tard strength. You know what he likes to do when he gets angry or mad at himself? He just hits himself in the head profusely. Like, stupid.
If you go in his room, I guarantee you he has more than one or two holes in his wall.
He has 12 posters up on the wall for every single hole.
That's a lot of posters, and they're big.
He throws elbows, not fists.
So we went over there.
He does headbutts.
He pulls out pieces of his hair too. But yeah, we went over to Epic Eric's house.
He squishes his balls when he gets
mad. Cock your balls. Oh my god. So we went over to his house because I didn't really talk to him, so I didn't really care if I went over or not. But I found out he sold weed, and I was in seventh grade. Seventh grade summer, I believe, and I don't know people who sold bud, and this guy's fucking in middle school, so I was like, I guess I don't want to buy weed from him. So I went over to his house and I bought a couple grams off him, and then I was a slick son of a bitch because people don't expect me to steal because of me. I was pretty innocent back then, but so I bought weed from him. He left the room. Then I stole money. I stole the money that I had bought from I used to buy that weed. I stole it back, and then I waited a couple hours, and I went back over, and I'm like, "Hey, can I buy some more weed?" He's like, "Sure." So I gave him the money that I had stolen back to him, and I got more weed. So I was thief.
Well, the thing was, is Eric was also selling the weed for too much, but I don't think Levi knew.
I did not know about how much it was, but
he was selling it for way too much.
I stole it though, so that's all that really mattered.
Technically, in the end, he did get his money's worth.
But we got weed, and I don't know if Alejandro and I think they had brought like a gram or two from someone, but yeah, we went over to the house.
Eric.
I never smoked with Eric though.
No, I probably got it from Eric.
Probably did. Stolen money weed. But, so when we would smoke, smoking probably wasn't like, it was like 25% of the fun. It was building the pipes. That's what it was, boys. You want to tell them about that?
No, I'll tell you something about building pipes. The thing about building the pipe is you may get high after you build it, but there's no comparison of you having to actually build it from scratch and use your ingenuity to make something amazing. The thing is, we wouldn't just make the pipes just to smoke out of them. We would make multiple ones to see who can make the best one of that night when we would do it.
It's all about competition, baby.
It's about to see who's the best Gonzalez in the house.
It was always me. I was always the craftsman.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
It always ranged anywhere from like, oh my god. I remember like once Levi made one. He made one out of a banana. He made one out of a Starburst once. I made one out of a Lego, like Legos, and one out of like pens. I don't even know. 100 made them out of like water bottles and like fucking like.
Alejandro tried to make bongs, but I didn't like bongs, so I would always just try to make it out of a pen. And it
pipes.
Yeah, the thing is I just like I like making those ones, the bong ones out of the water bottles, just because it just made it more fun.
You can drink the water right out of it.
I just like the noise. I like how much work I had to put into it to make
drink the bong water.
I swear it took us probably like 2 hours, 3 hours before we actually ended up smoking. But yeah, fucking smoking was like, you just smoke, you smoke. But
You got high, it was whatever.
You know what I do remember I did though? I had a skull that was like for something, and I just hollowed it out.
Shit.
I hollowed that out and I put the bullet in it, remember?
I remember also did that with a piece of dice too, dude.
Yeah, the die. I remember that too.
I hollowed that bitch out.
I had the bullet and I made the hole in the bottom, remember?
Yeah.
I think that was with y'all and I gave it to you. Yeah, I gave the bullet because I had the bottom part. I hollowed out and that shit took forever.
Yeah.
Damn. I remember we'd also smoke a bunch of cigarettes too. Like, we'd buy cigarettes from Levi when we'd go over to his house.
What?
Yeah, remember that?
I never bought cigarettes.
It was like, we'd give him like $1 and he'd give us like $5.
No.
I didn't. Swear.
I did. I remember that vividly.
I do remember. It was the night I got caught with the teddy bear.
Yeah, with the porn.
Yeah, but that's
for we'll get to that one later.
Well, yeah, so we'd smoke, but it was crazy how we would smoke because
we'd fucking blow smoke out of our eyeballs and come out of our hair.
You think we would go outside to blow smoke? A couple of eighth graders think we would go smoke outside? You're crazy.
You go smoke outside, the other Mexicans around that area just sniff it in the air and they come on and get a hit off, off it themselves, and you have to fight them off.
We don't want to take your gas.
We so weed in one hand, other hand blocking them off.
They'd offer us, workers, but we ain't got no work. That's Jerome for you, though.
Some Asians would pop out the woods. Sucky, sucky, $5.
$5.
That's what happens when you stay up past 9 o'clock inside the Jerome.
Especially because we lived like right like in front of a park and like dead ass like people would shoot up in the back of that park and stuff.
Yeah, we lived right next to an Asian food market as well.
Yeah, we did. Or anyway, so Levi, tell them what we do with the smoke.
Hold on, you tell them I'm taking a shit right now.
Alejandro, tell it.
About what?
I wasn't listening. The smoke. What we do with the smoke?
Oh, okay. So we had at our house we have a game room, and this game room has two doors on both sides of this room that lead to outside, and then there's this pool table right in the middle of the room. So we would go behind the pool table, take a hit off of it. And then we would just go walk over to one of the doors, crack it open a little bit, and just blow it outside like that. And we would just do that multiple times over and over again.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then those doors actually got sealed off. Like, they got, they got screwed in and then sealed off with some, like, caulk or something like that. And it's just to keep the heat in better, to insulate it. And so what we would do then is we would still take a hit behind the pool table, but instead of those doors, because they're not an option anymore, we would go walk out into the living room, because that's where the game room leads into, is the living room. And right where the front door is at, there's two windows right next to it, and we would crack that open and just blow the smoke out of there.
Yeah, we would fucking... We'd smoke in one spot in the room. We'd smoke. We'd go walk with smoke in our body, in our mouth, all the way into the living room. This living room, anybody could walk in there and blow smoke out this little ass hole in the wall. It's not like a big window. It's a small fucking window. You can't even put your hand through it. Small. That's what we would do because we thought that was the best option instead of just stepping outside to fucking smoke.
Yeah, it's crazy how much we did not get caught from that.
We got caught eventually, but
it was not what you expect, though.
We could tell that story right now.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. We still got to talk about
All
it, right?
right,
We
all
still
right.
got to talk about it in kind of chronological order.
All right.
Yeah.
So there was one day when we were walking. So this was another weekend where I remember Levi had just gotten the new. You remember the Alien game where you're on the ship, you're on the spaceship, and it's scary as fuck?
Oh, yeah, Alien Isolation.
Yeah. So Levi had just barely gotten that game. And so we have like this convenience store that's like a mile away from our house. And so we were walking over there to go get snacks and stuff, you know, some.
Error, error, repeat, error, error. Recording 3A has been lost due to service error or technical malfunctions. Please stay on the line while we fix this issue. Thank you. Oh, beep, beep, bop, boop, boop,
Beepity bop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop,
scoobity boobity boobity bobbity boop.
Scoopity poop. Hello, boys.
Scoobity boop. So I think we should just close it out because so Kazuki's kind of we'll try to deal with it tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we don't have to close it out. We could just finish it
No,
tomorrow.
that's what I'm saying.
Let's finish up. Let's finish up the story, probably, huh? Or just end it now.
So what I was saying is we can just say that just because it keeps cutting out, we could since it just can say we're just going to try to finish the story. We'll just finish the story tomorrow, and we'll just add. This will just be part one, and we'll make part two tomorrow. So you can post it
Okay.
tonight.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
What's going to be our sign out? We have to have some sort of cool sign out,
Already got mine. You're the one. You guys. I don't know what you guys got.
okay, let's hear yours, and then I'll come in after. Then Prasad will go before me, and then I'll be the last one.
All right. Sorry, my ongoing listeners, for that interruption. Apparently, a podcast keeps cutting out for some odd reason. This is the second. This is the third time we actually started recording. The second time after the first cut out, it cut out again. So, I think we're just going to close this first part out, and we'll have a part two tomorrow. So, fantastic night, girls and ladies, and fuck, fuck.
Ah, you
Fuck it
fucking
up.
retard.
I'm fucking
Girls.
started. Girls,
And
ladies.
ladies.
All right. Yeah. This is Crazy Chris
Have
saying hope.
dyslexia.
I have dyslexia. You can listen to the story. It tells it.
Right,
Yeah.
people, so you know. She said, "Where should I put my shoes?" And I said, "Put them on your head." But this is Frisliano. From
Or
Misadventures of
Kilo
Miss yeah, more signing out.
Well, you know me.
Scumbag Alejandro.
Abusing, angry, abortion Alejandro.
Aborted Alejandro.
Aborted. But
Your legs are washed.
and I'm sorry for the inconvenience because Levi doesn't know how to work a fucking podcast, but you know, that's just the business.
Shut up, you fucking Jew.
But good night and sleep tight, babies.
Hundreds of virgins.
I'm a virgin,
Later.
baby,
All
so
right,
if you
good
ever
night.
want
Good
if you
night,
want to have a
girls
good
and
time, I'm a
ladies.
virgin.